Love.
Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkern.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Well, hello and hello. Hi, Rong. How you doing?
Hi, Prem. I'm doing well. What about you?
Wow, that sounds so unrehearsed. Hello there. How are you? I am fine, thank you. So formal, Rong.
Are you making fun of my diction?
I am very well, thank you. And the more important question is, how are the listeners doing this week?
So did you guys look at the extremely important and entertaining oral sex tips that we shared on Twitter? If you haven't, they're still there. You just have to look for us on Twitter and look at our feed.
It's mighty educational, so definitely have a look. Yeah, all the guys out there, you'll be making a lot of women very happy and vice versa as well.
That's right. Never say that we never helped you. We're going to be having your sex life roaring along.
So we have a great lineup today, and we'll be discussing, what do we have on the menu, Rogue?
Well, more sex, of course, and some love and dating. Actually, less love, a little more casual dating, and how to shake off the seeming love vibes.
Already sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's complicated, just like life is. And I think this is something that both you and I have had personal experience in. So we'll just have to see how it played out for both of us in our lives.
Exactly.
And then share our thoughts with our dear listeners.
So this is what we do. See, we get the complication, smoothen it out, make it simple, and send it back to you. Now, isn't that wonderful?
If we do say so ourselves.
Okay, great. So,
yeah, Prem is never one to shy away from taking the credit for anything.
Never. So after this quick break, we will get on with the show.
Stay right there.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
And this time, we are talking about keeping it casual. So, Prem, what do you think about this situation?
It just depends on, like, how casual. Like, what are we talking about exactly, Rogue?
We have a question from somebody we're going to call Rohini. And she says, she met this guy, they've been hooking up, it's a really casual. And he wants to now go into like the friends and more territorial sort of zone. And she doesn't want that. She just wants to keep it really casual. So she has written to us to say, how do I keep him just in the bedroom? I don't want to be taking calls from him to chat about how our day was. How do I get the message across?
Love.
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 And. Danger.
Wow, Rohini. Wow. That's the modern woman right there. Clap, clap, clap. So, you know, it's funny how tables turn, especially on this side of the world. I hear a lot from guys who are like, oh my God, this girl, she's falling so hard and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. So, Rohini, it is very tricky. Because how can you tell a human being that, hey, buddy, what we have is amazing in the bedroom, but let's keep it at that. Let's not even talk or chat or send each other messages unless we're just sending each other messages as to what time we're meeting. So,
yeah, we're good at one thing. Let's just stick to that.
Exactly. Why mix many things up when the one thing that we have is so good? Why explore other territories and not make it as good? So, Rohini.
Yeah, but see, this is why we're all human. Everybody, I actually believe that it's impossible to have a sustained friends with benefits relationship, because one person always starts to hope or expect something more.
Yes.
And this is the tricky situation that Rohini's finding herself in, where she is not the one who's transitioning, but he is either wanting something more or hoping she can be something more to him. And she's not feeling it.
Yeah. So there are two ways to do that. One is that either he gets it, like you don't respond to every text message or every time he calls, you just don't respond, to a point whether he either gets in or it becomes so obvious that he's uncomfortable with it. That
it's like training a dog, Rohini, you know, where you reward good behavior.
Oh, you did not just say that.
or a cat, actually. Forget the dog.
So, all you men out there, did you just hear that? Rogue just called all men dogs, being trained on a leash.
No, I'm changing it. Because you can see, you know what they say is, like, you don't punish an animal because they don't know what you're punishing them for. You just reward good behavior, like with cats.
Oh, wow.
So when they do something naughty, you ignore them.
That's a ulte haath ka compliment, by the way. Just to let all the guys know.
Because they didn't pick that up on their own.
And then she said, at least you got a pat on your head. At least you get loved, right?
Right. So when he asks you, what time are we meeting? You immediately respond, right? But if he says something like, hey, I had a really crap day at home, you just ignore it, right? So,
yeah, I love that, actually. Yeah, that could work, Rohini. You should do that.
So you train them slowly.
Yeah, steer him the direction that you want him to be in.
Right, which is exactly what Prem was saying. So just, you know, lead him down the path you want him led.
The other approach is a bit harsh. I have personally gone down that route where I have, you know, kind of like expressed exactly what the situation is and not to, you know, daydream and expect something.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was, I was caught off guard. I was in a really bad mood to begin with, but something remarkable happened, which is like some people, and I said, you know, what I'm saying right now is hurtful, but I'm not sugarcoating anything. I'm not bullshitting you. I'm actually being so honest right now. It's going to hurt you, but in the tomorrow or day after, you will really see that all I'm doing is being honest, and I leave it to you, like whether you want to continue with this or not. So remarkably, some people actually get it. It takes some time because it's like a little bit of an ego shock.
Of course, because it's a little bit of a rejection of whatever, even if it was only in your head.
Exactly. It is definitely a mini rejection, but once you get it, then you'll be like, oh, okay. So now I know exactly what the situation is, where I stand, where this guy stands. And you know what? The sex is great. So I'm just going to continue till I feel like it. And it's...
Yeah, I agree. I think that murky bit is actually the worst part of any relationship when you're getting to know each other.
It is very bad. Exactly. It is horrible for both men and women.
Like, is this going somewhere? Does it mean something? Does he want more? Do I want more? Once you've answered it for yourself... it's great. But sometimes your answer for yourself is different from what the other person wants. And once you know that answer, then you can adjust your expectations and then see for yourself, do I want more of this? If this is just casual, or am I like in a place where this is not enough for me? So I'm going to pack up my stuff and, you know, go somewhere where I will get everything that I need. And more power to you, whichever one you choose.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think both approaches are good.
So Rohini, we've given you like three options.
Three?
Three amazing options.
What are the three options?
Yeah, so one is that you just let it slide and he'll get it by like...
Ah, that was an option.
Ignoring him. Second is you steer him. And third is that you actually confront him.
Right. So I've done a combination of two and three. So basically this guy I was seeing... can I just add, he was much younger and I think that had something to do with it. Started to call a lot. And initially I would just be like, oh, why is he calling? So I'd answer the phone. And then I realized this conversation is not going anywhere like what I wanted, which was to be like, when are we meeting again and where? And it was like, oh, I had a really crap day at work. And, you know, my boss said this and I was just feeling like all kinds of awful because I... really didn't care. How horrible is that? And I felt like he wanted me to be somebody I wasn't. And I was just not in the mind space to actually be there for him. So eventually, I think I started to do the dog training bit, where I would just not answer the calls and then like respond by text message much, much later and be like, oh, sorry, I missed your call. And when are we meeting or whatever? And then at some point I actually did say, look, I feel like you're in a space where you need somebody to talk to and really be there for you and like have a relationship with somebody that's equal, but I'm not that person.
Say it how it is, lady. Say it how it is.
Yeah, but it was, I was like pushed a little bit. I didn't want to have to do that. But I mean, it's hard. It's horrible.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to. Otherwise, it's going to stay within you and it's just going to piss you off. And that's not good. It's toxic.
Yeah.
Better out than in.
And it's better to be on the same page, right? Even if it does, like the first cut is the deepest one, right? Mm. So essentially you say something, but with good intentions. Hopefully they won't think you're using your honesty as a crutch. And it will lead you both to a place where you can appreciate each other in the bedroom or on the phone or at the next level, you know, whatever you guys decide you're doing. Mm. So Rohini, good luck. We hope we've helped you.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take a quick one and we'll be back.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we're back after our teensy-weensy break, and it's time for our sex question.
Ooh, our sex question, guys.
So our sex question is about inequality this time, or striving to be equal. Because, you know, when you're having sex, pleasure is important, and it should be both ways, right? It shouldn't be just one person getting their rocks off, if that's the term.
Unless you're by yourself, then it's different.
Right. Do you know, by the way, that people can fracture their penis from too much masturbation?
Wow, really?
I mean, it's not a bone, but you can actually hurt the muscle. Anyway, that was a random aside. Prem looks really thoughtful. He's mulling this one over. You guys, you know, all of you boys out there.
Like, I was just thinking, like, how much is much exactly? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And girls, you know, handle with care, basically. But what happens when you've handled somebody with a little too much care? Like one person is happy and content and has this post-coital bliss and the other person's left unfulfilled. That's not very nice, is it?
No, not at all. You know, speaking of which, leads us to our next question, which is written in by Rohit. And he says that while having sex with his partner, he's unable to make her orgasm. Mm. She does not climax. And now he's become very aware of it and self-conscious. And he wants to know, what is he doing wrong?
Sex.
Sex?
Sex.
Sex.
Oh, poor both of them. That's terrible.
Mr. Rohit, you have asked a million-dollar question because according to...
But we're going to answer it for free because this podcast is for free.
That's what we do. Yeah, lucky you, Rohit. Lucky you. And your lady friend. Because you're going to get some stellar advice from both of us. So according to simple statistics, they say that I would say like 60% of women don't orgasm at all.
Well, maybe we need to qualify that. So the statistic is a little suspect, but a lot of women, most women in fact, do not orgasm from vaginal penetrative sex. Right? That's what you mean to say, Prem.
Yeah. Or they have like mini orgasms. Like, oh, oh, oh. Like little one, choto one. Oh. That's it. God. Done.
No, that is not true.
And the guy's like, what happened? What is that? Did I do something wrong? Was that, what noise was it? Oh, no. It was just I orgasmed. A small one, choto.
So it can be pleasurable. And Rohit, you know, the point of sex is not always orgasm. Actually, well, who am I kidding? The point of sex is orgasm.
But, exactly. But of course it is.
There are multiple ways of doing this. And I would wager that for a lot of couples who achieve mutual pleasure, there are multiple things involved. I think it's a Hollywood myth and a romance novel myth that both partners are able to come simultaneously while they're having sex, right? It doesn't work like that for most people.
Yeah, of course.
So you will probably have lots and lots of excitement and friction because you're inside her while she is having pleasure, no doubt, right? At least I hope for your sake she's having pleasure. But at the same time, she will not orgasm the way she would with clitoral stimulation. So you need to use your fingers or your tongue, either before yourself or after. You know, a gentleman doesn't leave a lady hanging. Mm. So you either finish off yourself and then take care of her. But knowing you boys, you're probably all too sleepy by then and just don't want to do anything except roll over and snore. So it might be worth your while to take care of her before, whether it's with your tongue or your fingers or a toy, before you actually have sex. What do you think, Prem?
I agree. So Rohit, you need to explore a little more because sex is all about exploring, about finding out, like, you know, the things that you find pleasurable and also what your partner finds pleasurable. And it's not just the act of intercourse. You have to be more innovative. And like Rogue was saying, you know, there's like your fingers that can come into play, your tongue that comes into play. And, you know, you will slowly figure out like what is the stuff that she really enjoys. And
yeah, even if you've been doing it for years, you know, she has an orgasm, trust me, the fact that whether she has an orgasm before or after, the fact that she didn't have an orgasm during or with you at the same time will not matter as much. I think equality goes a long way, even if it's not simultaneous. Like, it doesn't have to be you rub my back at the same time as I rub your back. It could be turn by turn. Mm. And I think girls can be pretty forgiving if you, you know, show them the stars and the moon once or twice or maybe more times. And you never know.
Listen. Yeah, they will see the stars and the moons automatically if you figure it out. Just figure out the puzzle and you're there. You're golden.
Yeah, and we always tell you, communicate with each other, talk to each other, say, do you like this? Do you like that? Or try something new, suggest a new thing, whether you're not doing this before or after. But listen, don't let it weigh on you that you haven't made her orgasm through normal sex, because there are so many different ways to do this. Everybody's different. As long as you're both getting pleasure, seriously, as a girl, that's what I'm telling you. As long as you're both getting pleasure, she's not feeling cheated, she's not feeling like unsatisfied or resentful that you're the one who keeps having orgasm after orgasm after orgasm while she doesn't, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's, again, sounds like a movie from Damini. I keep coming back to Damini. Tariq pe tariq, tariq pe tariq. So the goal will be, tum, orgasm pe orgasm, orgasm pe orgasm. Or mera? Mera kya?
Very funny. Just by the way, a word of caution. You know, there is also a whole thing of psychological or physical inability to orgasm. And if you feel like your partner has any of that, then again, you have to address it. You know, people who have got post-traumatic stress disorder, have been abused, molested, assaulted, they have a different set of issues. And again, you can't take that personally. Like, you can't make it your fault.
Yes.
That's not happening. But pleasure is still there to be had. So
yeah.
I can't stress this enough.
Absolutely. Well said, and I agree. And just, I would just add to that, it all comes down to the comfort level. So a female orgasming, if she's very, very comfortable, it's going to happen. So it's your job to make sure that she reaches that level of comfort so that she can be pleasured.
Wow. Like, no pressure at all, huh?
No pressure. Just do it. Be a man.
Oh, the worst thing you can say to somebody, man. Terrible. All right, Rohit, we've left you amply confused, but with paths to go down.
Literally.
So, you know, go forth.
And we will be right back.
So, you already know you have to like us. No, love us. Show us your love by also sending questions and comments. Do you disagree with something we said? We want to hear from you. Go on, don't be shy.
Now we're back.
Yes, we are.
And before I ask Prem a very incisive question about his life in LA as a single, attractive, hatta katta desi boy, I wanted to just plug us and say that Man's World India thinks you should listen to us. And if that's not an endorsement, I don't know what is. So you should be telling all your man's worldly friends and your women's worldly friends to listen to us.
That's right. You heard it here.
Anyhow, so Prem, you're eligible, you're single. And I know you've told me stories about how these aunties like love you and want to swoop you up and have you become their son-in-law as soon as possible.
From the Indian population, yes.
Yeah, they love you.
Yeah, but it's not reciprocated.
So how come you're not dating a nice Indian girl?
Because my parents didn't raise me like that.
What?
They're like, son, go and conquer the world. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
But you know, I've had some really funny experiences, especially with the Desis here. This is actually very recent. I was in a grocery store and I was like walking around, and they usually have like samples, you know. Sometimes they put a little desk and samples. So I saw this nice...
And you're a total desi, so of course you had to go get some.
Total desi is lined up there. I was like, oh, free stuff, yay. So I went there and I was eating these pieces of protein bars, and I got chatting with the lady because I was eating a few, not just one. And... And you know, from the corner of my eye, I saw like someone approaching, and you know, just this girl, Desi, and she was like looking right at me while I was eating, and then I obviously had to look, and I like smile and say, oh, hi.
Because you were embarrassed since you're scarfing it all down.
Yeah. So I, you know, just said a little hi and I walked away. And I went to, you know, pick up my things, bread, this, that. So I was doing that. And she crossed my path again. So I was like, okay, that was, you know, funny, weird, coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk back and, you know, I look around and I picked up some food as well that I was hungry. So I wanted to eat from the salad bar.
Hmm.
And I was standing to pay. So after I pay, I decide that I'm hungry. So I'm going to eat the stuff that I just bought from the salad bar. So I'm sitting at one of the tables there.
Mm-hmm.
And she like walked right past me, like almost like her clothes were like touching my arm. So we clearly had some kind of a moment, even though it was creepy as hell.
Really?
Yeah, and then it doesn't stop there. So finally, I'm like, wow, that was so weird. And I'm like talking to a friend of mine. I'm sending him a voice note about this and laughing. And she starts approaching me in her car.
Oh.
And I'm like, ah, bachao. And I like just bolted. I just ran away. That was it. Disappeared. She was weird. She was a little creepy.
You know, I might know her. She reminds me of somebody I used to know in Boston.
Maybe, but please don't introduce me to her ever.
The strong, silent, creepy types.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think you made a conquest, man.
Yeah. So, guys, does that happen to you? I know that women, it happens like all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. But guys...
I don't think women in India stalk men. You know, in high school, we used to. Like, we would follow these boys around. But within the close confines of school.
Yeah, but I'm sure like some guys out there will have some kind of a story. So, why don't you just write in and tell us something funny. Something that happened to you that creeped you out, but from a guy's point of view. Could be another guy, could be a girl.
All right, we want to hear it. LSDcast, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. We're on email, lsdcast@sonolog.com. You know what to do. We're right here waiting for you.
Just for you. Till the next time.
And we'll talk to you in a week. Adieu.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and desi dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ro.
A Sonolog production.